We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the top. Zok the Mishnah, Kono Shel Zeisin. You have an olive branch that they used. It was like a reed that they used to mix the olives. The olives used to sit in a bowl and get ready for the pressing to press it. So it used to drip out a little oil. It used to mix it with a konos shel zeisim. It was called a reed that was made for zeisim. Type of stick. Sim yesh keshav roisha. If it has a knot on top of it, which means it gets wider on top. Mekabel tuma. It's mekabel tuma. Lav not a mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel tuma. And benkach a benkach nit of a Shabbos. But either way, you can be metalta of a Shabbos. And what's the reason? Because lemaisa, it's a kli used to turn the zeisim. And therefore, it has a shame kli on it. And you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Also turn the zeisim, it could be. So, therefore, it's called a kli. Now, even though legabe tuma, if it's not a kli, it doesn't have a knot. But legabe Shabbos, either way, it's called a kli. So, the Gemara doesn't explain legabe tuma, why it's a difference if it has a knot on top or it doesn't have a knot on top. Why if it has a knot, is it called a kli regarding tuma? And why without a knot on top, is it not a kli regarding tuma? Look more, my pshuta kli eitzu. Why is it mekabel tuma at all? The halacha is that if you have a kli eitz, a wooden keli that does not have a base kibul, that's called pshuta kli eitz, means it doesn't have a receptacle, it can't receive, it's just straight. So then the halacha is that's not tuma. Pshuta kli eitz ain't mekabel tuma. My time, what's the reason? Dumi the sack bean. In the pasuk, it compares the sack. A sack is something you fill up, so it has to be able to be filled up. So why are you telling me that this keli is tuma? It's not. It's pshuta kli eitz. And for the Gemara, when they mix the zeisim, you look on top of it to see if there's some zeisim in it. What's the pshat? You want to see what's the oil looking like. And if it has a knot, then the metzias is, if it has a knot on top, then it's a little bit hollow. And on top of where the knot is, it gets filled up with oil a little bit, and you use it to check the oil. Therefore, it has a stickler base kibul, and therefore, if it has a knot, it's mekabel tuma. Without a knot, it's not mekabel tuma. But like Rashi speaks out, that even without a knot, where it's not mekabel tuma, still it's nitul b'Shabbos. Still, you can be metalatal it on Shabbos cause a kli. Are you going to ask me that we learned Amar Aleph that if you rava, it has to be similar to tuma? Here we see clearly it doesn't be similar to tuma. So some Achrayim answer a partial teretz that here. The only reason why it's not a mekabel tuma is because there is a kosef called pshuta kli eitz. But be'etzem it's a kli. It's not inherently not a kli. It's a problem. There is a kosef, a pshuta kli eitz, not a kli. So gavur Shabbos, that for sure won't make a problem. It doesn't have to be the gavur tuma, even gavur there is a kosef of tuma. That's one pshat. The other pshat you can say is that here it was made this way and therefore it's better. Like we said before, only something that's broken, that got broken, it's worse. But here, we made it this way, that's why the gavur Shabbos, it will be called a keli. Zok the Gemara Vayta, Zok the Mishnah Vayta. This Mishnah will be very important for the Yisoidus Amuksa of the Gzeri Amuksa. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Kol HaKelim Metalim. You can metalto all Kelim. Chutz Min HaMaser HaGadol VeYaseid Shel Machresha. You can metalto all Kelim, besides for a Maser HaGadol, which is a big saw that they use to cut beams, VeYaseid Shel Machresha, and the part of the plow that makes the holes in the ground. What's pshat? These two things are muksa, machzor, and kiss. And basically they're saying that all kelim are mutter to metaltel, kol zman, it's not muksa, machzor, and kiss. And pashas, it means the tzarech gufoy, or tzarech mekoymoy. We'll see the Gemara about machloikas. So it means all kelim you can metaltel in a certain oifen, if tzarech gufoy, whatever the case is, you can metaltel tzarech gufoy. And that's why the Mishnah before, so with zeisim, lav dafka, it's mutter to mix zeisim. Even if we also, but Natalim just means that it's possible to metaltel it, at least like a panam tzorah gufay or mekayma, if I need it for something that's mutter to do on Shabbos. But maser agodom, yosei shem achresha, I cannot be metaltel it, even if I need it for something I want to do that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So what's the reason? Because that's muksma, machmas, asar, and kiss. Those things are muksa that you don't, since you don't use it for other things, it's muksma, machmas, asar, and kiss. Omar Rav Nachman, Zok the Gemara. Hai uchlo de katri, uchlo de katri, Rashi has two pshatim. It's like this copper keli that's made like a sieve. It has a bunch of holes. And the laundry, used to do laundry in it. Fill it up with laundry and pour water in it. And that's how you did laundry. And the water came out of it. And that's how you did laundry. Or they used it to make the begadim smell good. They put a fire on it with besamim, with spices, and that's how the smell went through the holes. So ukhla de katsri is also muksva machvasar and kis kiyash shem achreish adamia. It's like the plowing keli. Amar baya charba de oshkapi, the knife of a shoemaker. Besachina de shkafta. Rashi and skidah shkafta means the butcher's knife. Tosus learns it means the shoychet's knife, the chalif. And the third thing is chatzina de nagri, the knife of the carpenter. All those three things again are hiyasha machrish dami, the muksavach sar and kiss. Someone wants to use the knife, a chalaf knife, to cut an apple on Shabbos. Mutter cut an apple on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use that knife. Why? Because it's muksavach sar and kiss. Person does not use the chalaf. Doesn't want to get a pegam in it. In those days also, the butcher's knife, a specialized knife, they did not use it even for an apple, and therefore you cannot start to use it for an apple now because it's muksavach sar and kiss. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We're going to go into the Isser now, how the Isser Muksa started. Now, from this Gemara, it's Mashmah, that we'll see that there's something called Xeris Kalim, that the Chazal saw at one point, the Gemara says later on, into the days of Nehemiah Anavi. So the Chazal saw at that time that people were not keeping Shabbos Keroy, so they decided to have to make a radical Xera to Aser Kalim. It's called Xeris Kalim. Why? You wanted to make it different. Shabbos is different than a weekday. You don't stop and touch Kalim on Shabbos. You gotta think before you touch something, before you move something. And therefore, they made a Xeris Kalim in those days, and slowly but surely they were matter more things till what we have to this day. But at the beginning they went very, very strong, and they asked everything. So Rishonei Ha'Imrim, Shloisha Kalim Natalim V'Shabbos. But beginning they said all Kalim are also on Shabbos, besides for three Kalim. Miksoya shel devela, a knife to cut a figs, vizuma listerin shakadera, and a big spoon to take out the fat off the pot, v'sakin k'tan shagabe shulchan, a little knife to use as silverware. So these three things, the only things that mutter, every other keli was asa. That's how it was in the beginning. Now, Tosa speaks out, the v'maskel miksoya, that, of course, cups and plates were, of course, mutter also the whole time. Because these things, anything that was used all the time, they were matter. But anything else, any other keli was awesome. That's how it started off. Then they had different four stages of being mad at something. Then they had tiru, that's number one. V'chazru v'tiru again, number two. V'chazru v'tiru, number three. And we'll see the Gemara's and have machlekes what they were matter. Ach amru, this is number four. Ach amru called kelim on Talmud Shabbos. You can be taught to all kelim chutz bin masa agod of a yosei shamachrisha. Besides, for a big saw or a yosei shamachrisha, a piece of a plow. Zakta Gemara, what does that mean? We said there's four different stages of heter until we got to our level now. So what does that mean? Because it makes a difference what's mutter, what's not mutter. Maya tiru, chazver tiru. What was the different stages? Maya tiru, chazver tiru, chazver tiru. Oma abaya, hetiru. First, the first thing that matters, first, everything was awesome. The first thing that matters, davash lach laheter, letzarech gufay. They first matter something that's lach laheter, letzarech gufay. They allowed you to use something that a keli that was mutter to, you know, a mutter keli. They allowed you to use that tzarech gufa. V'chazva tiru davon shlach lahet tzarech mukaymai. The next heter was that not only is the mutter tzarech gufa, even tzarech mukaymai. It means if it's on your bed, this keli, you let him move it off also. You let you use tzarech mukaymai. But like, if, for example, a fork. A fork, you have to know maybe a fork includes Tysus' case of Kaisus' Akarais, so maybe that's not the best example, but something that was Klishmach Laheter. So the first thing they said, you allowed to use it for Heter, for Gufay. Then they said, you allowed to use it even on your bed, Tzerachim Kaimar. The Chazur Atiru, the third Heter was, Dovash Lachla is a hammer, Tzerachim Kaimar, crack a knot. In, Tzerachim Kaimar Levi. You can't move a hammer if it's on your bed. Vadayin, so that's three Heter already, and the fourth Heter was like this. Vadayin, Yod Achas. Until then, they only said it was Mutter if it's small enough that you carry with one hand. In, v'shtei yadayim loy, but if it's so heavy, you gotta carry it with two hands, that they said was aser. Atcha omer kol kelim on Talmud Shabbos, v'shtei yadayim, until he said, kol kelim on Talmud Shabbos, besides for yosei, besides the master goddess makresha, even if it's two yadayim. That's the four levels. So comes afi abaya, halacha lamaisa, klish v'lach le iser, is mut l'tzarech gufay, but aser l'tzarech makoyme. That's what comes out halacha lamaisa from abaya. And klish v'lach lehet, is mut for both. Only Rava Mechti Hitiruktani says they were matted. If they were matted Klishmach Laheter, he doesn't understand how you can mechalak in Tzarek Gufay and Mekayme. It's the same level. Mal Tzarek Gufay, Mal Tzarek Mekayme. What's the Tzarek Gufay, Tzarek Mekayme? If this kli they were matted and metalted, so just like to crack a knot is a, let's say to crack a knot or whatever the case is, it's called a tzairich. So moving in a place is called tzairich. So once they were matel a tzairich, so what's the difference between gufa and mekayma? So he doesn't like a whole baya. Baya makes different stages for mekayma. Now with that, he holds klish matel, this is also a mekayma. Elam harab, this is read the braisa. Hatiru, dovash, lach, lahetar, ben, tzairich, gufa, tzairich, mekayma. Step number one, the matel, klish matel, hetar, side, tzairich, gufa, tzairich, mekayma. The second stage was the even with matter to move a klishmach laheter mechamal letzel. That means you don't need it on Shabbos. You just worry it's getting ruined. You let it bring it in on Shabbos. You let it bring it in on Shabbos. Mechamal letzel. Vechazru v'teiru. Let's say this example would be like a box. It's a box, a little storage box that you keep food in. So it's a klishmach laheter. You like to keep food in on Shabbos. But so it's our gufay mekayma is mutter. But the shah was to bring it in from outside. That was the second hatak. Even bring it from outside, it's getting ruined. That's the second stage. Third stage is the third stage was they don't matter davash lachtel issa tzar gufay on tzar mekayma. You let use a hammer to crack a knot, and you let use a hammer if it's on your bed. You let it move the hammer. Dafka this in mecham letzel lo. But if the hammer is getting ruined outside, you cannot bring it in. Vadayim ba'odom echad in. But until now, he said only if it's one person can carry it, but two people carrying it, no. He says a little different than a bai. Bai said one hand, two hands. He says one adam, two adam. Loi, acha amru kol keil matam shabbos flosh nei adam. Until he said all keil matam shabbos, even if it takes two people to carry it. So it comes out there's at least three machlekes into Rav and Abai. Machlekes number one is a klishim lachte le isa mutul tzarech bekaimai. According to Abaya, it is aser. According to the Rava, it's mutter. That's nafgu number one. Nafgu number two is mechama letzel mutter. According to Abaya, there's no makar, that's mutter, mechama letzel, to bring it in from the outside to the inside, just that shouldn't get ruined. If you have Abaya, you don't have a heter for that. That's nafgu number two. Nafgu number three is something that you can carry with two, you need two people to carry it. According to Abaya, it won't be mutter. According to Rava, it will be mutter, but you need two people to carry it. So there's at least three nafkaminas between Rava and Abaya. But Abai is asked kashas on the nakuda of klishim lach l'issa l'tzarech b'kaimai. That's where we're going to put our focus on. That Rava said that klishim lach l'issa, a hammer, if it's on your bed, you let him move it, or if it's on the floor in your way, you let him move it. That's the machlekes Abai of Rava, and that's what we're going to concentrate on in this Gemara. Eisve Abaya. Abai has a kashas, we learned this before, on top of the Amud, kufcha gimam, on top of the Amud. Maducha, a grinder, yeshba shum, if it has garlic in it, metatl maisi, you can metatl it. Agav the garlic, you can metatl it. But if there's no garlic in it, ain't metatl maisa. You can't be metatl maducha. Now, why not? It's klish rachla issa. I want to move it because I want to sit on it or something. So why is it a mutter? So Abai says, Mishlam fi me, I'm telling you, it's also tzarech mekaymai. But for you, what's the case that it's also for you, Rava? And for the Gemara, hokmai eskina mecham letzel. The case that it's also is that you're not allowed to bring it from the sun into the shade. You're not allowed to bring it letzacham letzel. That's what Rava will say. Because Rava agrees that klish rachla issa. Mechama letzel is also. So the case of Maducha is also is Mechama letzel. Eisvei, another kasha Abai asks, V'shavim, shav katzav lo basa, by the Eli, this cutting board, it says, sh'os lo talta, you can't metaltal it. So you see, klish vach le'issa, you're not allowed to metaltal, even tzarech gufay mekayma. So Vishlam Abai will say, tumma tzarech mekayma. But according to Rav, what do you do? And v'tik mo, hachadam mechama letzel, same teretz, that's also the move of Mechama letzel. Because that, Rav will agree, klish vach le'issa, Mechama letzel, if you see your hammer, outside, you can't bring it in. I will tell you the case is a drill, but a drill is very possible is a case of muksa, machsar, and kiss. You wouldn't use a drill to knock at a nail. The drill is exclusively for drill, and therefore that even be my muksa, machsar, and kiss. So, look tomorrow, Vaita. I'm Rav Chanina. This brisa that says that the first stage was, I mean, Xeris Kalim, it's called. They acid all Kalim. It's called Xeris Kalim. It's a very, very strong form of muksa until they were mat everything. When did it happen? I'm Rav Chanina. This braisa was said in the days of Nehemiah. The chassid says in the pasuk of Nehemiah, I saw in Yehuda darchim gitos b'Shabbos. They were crushing olives on Shabbos. They were using their gas on Shabbos. And they had big piles. And therefore, they made a gzera all kalim asa. So after Gemara Vayitel, make a schala on the next Gemara. We're not going to finish, make a schala. Omar Rabbi Lazar, konin umaklois. Glustera umaducha. There are four Mishnayis. One is about konim, one is about maklois, one is about glustera, one is about maducha. Kulam koidim ataras kalim nishtum. He's saying that was all the Mishnah was said in the days before the Kelim and Mutter. They were still Aser at that point. That's what he wants to Taina. What are these different examples? And more afterwards, we'll try to slug them up. But Rabbi Elazar says right now that he has four Mishnayos that say that certain Kelim are also due on Shabbos. So it must be it was in the times of Nehemiah that there's a Xeris Kelim. The Tanan. What Konim the Tanan? What's the Mishnah of Konim? Konim are the little pipes that they used on the Shulchan. Between all the six lechem upon them on each side, and in between the breads, they put these little tubes, and that kept it fresh, because if it sat on top of each other, it would get a little spoiled if all the bread sat on each other, especially if it was hot. So they put the konim in between to separate them. But the problem is, on Shabbos, if you want to take it out, the konim are in the way. You have to remove the konim. So the Tanaim learned in the Mishnah, loy see the konim, loy nitilasam, doyche es the Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah that putting on the konim or taking it off, you shouldn't do on Shabbos. You should do it before Shabbos. And the Gemara is not naming on its binyan. Maybe we'll talk about that at a different time, why it's not a problem of binyan. Vakaponim, the Gemara is mashma, it's a shikl problem of muksa. And therefore, before Shabbos, they removed the konim and let the bread pile on each other. And then on Shabbos, they switched the bread. They left the without konim until Matzah Shabbos, they put the konim back on because they held that the konim were also betiltal. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying, oh, here's a case where this is before the heter of Kalim, and therefore it's usher to use this konim. Maklois, the Tanan. Maklois dakim chalokim hoyosham. This is talking about the carbon Pesach. They had to skin all the carbon Pesach. They had a lot of carbon Pesach to do. They couldn't just use the regular poles that were in the base mikdash. They had hundreds of carbon Pesach. So what do they do? Maklim dakim chalokim hoyosham. There was different poles, like thin poles. Umnichak seifa. Put one on your shoulder, one on your shoulder. V'toyle mafshid. And they hung the animal at the mafshid that way. And Rabbi Loza says, Om Rabbi Loza, Ava Osh Chalav Shabbos, if our Pesach landed up on Shabbos, Maniach Yodah Kasach Vei Velchor Kasei Foy V'Toy Lo Mavshet. You put your hand on your friend's hand of shoulder, and his hand on your shoulder, and that's how you did the Havshata. Why? Because these things were Muksa. Why the Muksa? Teretz is, even if it's Klish Rach Le'Isser, it's Sarach Gufoy. Teretz is, because it was Kered Ma'atara, it's Kalim Nishnu. And then bring two more Mishnayis, and then the Gemara will slug it up. B'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Maybe we'll start again with the Shaila Lechem Aponim, about Binyan tomorrow.